Lee Thompson there is just he's unbelievable. Like, even at training, like, he's an unbelievable leader, and there's everyone's a leader in the team, but Anthony and Leo and Johnny Butcher and the likes, you know, and even Brick there, like, you know, it takes them to go up the field and get that point or make that run and win that free, like, you know, and them players have been doing it for us all year, you know, and, you know, we have to look them into the line as well, to call on them to make the decisions, you know, to move them about. Like, I think, you know, everyone kind of puts in their own thing, and I think that's how we're grinding out the results, you know.
And one man today who really kept you in it in the early stages was Leon Thompson. I thought he was fantastic today.
He's flying there. He looks a bit sore there now.
He got a bit of a knock. I was talking to him.
He got a bit of a knock, right. But, you know, he's been doing it in training, you know, since he came back, and he's worked so hard to get back to fit, you know, and to work off him injuries. You know, he was tortured with them for a few years, but he's worked back, and, you know, he's just coming good at the right time, you know, for us now.
We were worried, and I'll tell you why, Dara, because you had three goal chances in the first half. Obviously, the one from the penalty that the goalkeeper saved, and you had two, which were on target, but you made tremendous saves as well. And just a bit concerned that when you don't take those chances, you could be made pay in the second half, perhaps?
Even the one for the penalty, you know, I thought I just had to kick it in, you know, and he got a foot to it, or I don't know who got a foot to it, like, but... You know, I think maybe the second of the, or even the two goal chances I had, maybe I was better to fist them over the bar. But at the time, you know, goals won games, and you know, you don't know what to do. Like, so I said I would go for it. But
yeah, goals won games, and of course the goal came at a vital time, because great start of the second half, you were 4 points up. Then they came back with 3 points in a row. Then you got a point, they got a point. So suddenly it was 10-9, anybody's game. Big long ball in, and if anybody was going to score a goal, perhaps Leon was the man.
Leon did very well, and he was marking Martin Corey. You know, he was very tight all day. But, you know, I think, as I said, a goal was always going to win today's game. And if someone was going to get it, it was Leon. It wasn't going to be me. You know, I had enough chances, hey, but... He just got a knock on it, you know, he just got a knock on it, and it just went into the bottom corner, thank God.
And then there was no scores for a long time. I mean, that suited you because you were 4 points up, but I think there was 9 or 10 minutes before another score came. But in the last 5 minutes, you just really closed out the game, and I suppose the Bricks goal was the icing on the cake.
And it was just, I remember the county final, I went back down the field, and I was looking up, and we got the goal in the last one, and it was just exactly the same thing. Conal Bann came on, and he fisted across. I just couldn't believe it, you know, but... You know, the Brickton well there today as well, and he kicked some massive points for us, and kicked a couple of massive frees as well, like, you know, and I think everyone just chipped in. And it was
great performance. Now, we know it's going to be Coal Island in a couple of weeks' time. Not a team you're going to know an awful lot about, but we know that they came through and won the Tyrone Championship, and they beat Carrickmore in doing it, so they're going to be tough.
Well, it's even the Kingscourt game, all you can do, it's like, you can only find out so much, and you can only watch a tape of the final, and that's all you can do. And, you know, any team can be poor, any team can be good in the day. So, like, Coal Island, like, we didn't even look past today. Like, it was just a matter of getting something out of the game today, and, you know, seeing where we're at, really.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we put up a good performance, and now we'll start to worry about Coal Island, and maybe Cahill might find out something, maybe he's from Tyrone. Like, you know, so we might have a bit more insight, but then again, all you can do is watch the video and work from that.